Yeah, Mike and Russ seemed really dominant today. I figured my car wouldn't be too good as first. We were pushing up the track, really the first 20 laps, and a couple of cautions there, which ended up helping us. The middle half of the race on the long one, we were actually really good. I thought we'd have the chance to battle for some spots within the top five. Just really didn't have enough time to get up there in the lap traffic. Most of the lap cars respected the leaders, which was very nice to see. And another caution there late towards the race just killed us and got really loose at the end. So I didn't really end up having anything for the top five and lost a spot at the end and got seventh. So, yeah, we fell back a few spots at the beginning and gained them back and then lost one back again. So it was kind of an up and down day. I just wish the car was as good as it was in the middle portion of the race and maybe we would have had something for the top five or even a podium.
Overall, though, how was your season?
Oh, it's been a great season overall. You know, it's lots of top tens. 2 weeks we didn't have some great luck, but you'll have that after you get seven or eight top tens in a row. My dad puts a great car under me. We had an awesome car this weekend. You know, we ran an 18.7. This is actually the first Classic I finished. We finished in the top ten, so we'll take it. It's a good confidence booster, and I'm looking forward to coming back here in May.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your season, not just the race tonight?
Oh, my crew, first of all. My dad, Tim Bowman, Addison Bowman, Nick Furlan, Doug Zupan, all those guys, they work so hard for me. My sponsors, Step One Creative, Ken's Body Shop, GGP Italian Eatery, Beacon Hotel, All Seasons Inn, Oswego Quality Carpet, Premier Living Suites, Compass Credit Union, Pave Track Digest, Lighthouse Lanes. Wouldn't be on the track without those guys.